This is Billy Brim, and the program you're about to hear is taken from our 2013 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri. Enjoy.
Those of you come from all over the world, and she's their favorite preacher. We've had Keith Moore speak there. Jeremy Pearson's preached there. And the Lord said, I need that. Remember when he told you that? I have need of it because I'm not trying to promote this. I want to tell you something that happened. He said, I have need of it because how do you think the youth of the biblical times learn? They sit at the feet of prophets. I need them to go to meetings where they're at. Guess what's happening here? I was so amazed at all the youth that were here last night. And they're watching that demonstration. And then we have like Pastor Moore and Billy Brim come in and speak to them. They love it. Who was that one? He was in the camp that came, Mom, and spoke. Irving Roth came. Holocaust survivor came in and he said, real spry. Have you heard? How many have heard him speak? He came into the youth and he wanted to do it. Mom said, I'll ask him. We'll see. Who knows? He's speaking in Washington, D.C., then New York. And I'm thinking, C4C youth rally. He came in and he wanted to speak to him. And he said, I too was at a camp when I was your age. He had them, didn't he, Mama? Whoo! Every youth went out of there that day wanting to go to Israel. Wanting to bless Israel. We've had some great things happen. Well, the year was coming up for the 13th year of it. And we have a week long. Not only do we have these great meetings, Holy Ghost meetings, but we take them to Silver Dollar City. We have a meeting out there at their amphitheater. Then we ride rides, roller coasters. We get the whole Whitewater to ourselves. We get the whole Branson Bell to ourselves. We get the Dixie Stampede to ourselves. That's how big it's gotten and stuff. And so we have fun. And the kids see it's cool to be a Christian. It's awesome. Well, everything was going good, and all of a sudden we started hearing these reports of coming up. The numbers are down. The numbers are down. This is happening. This is happening. And I'm like, what's going on? And you could just sense there was some kind of attack on it. And so I'd call some of them, and they say, hey, we got a big group, but we're not coming. The Lord told us not to come. And I'm like, what? You know what I mean? So I couldn't get offended there, and I prayed, and I trusted God, and all this, and it was just getting too much pressure. Finances, everything. The number crunch is going to be so down. Are we going to be able to do this? Because it takes quite a bit. The budget is huge to put this on. And so my wife said, we need to inquire of the Lord, and we did. And he said, you can either have the best camp you've ever had, or the worst you've ever had. It's your choice. Because it looked like it was going to be the worst. And so we said, Lord, and he said, don't you focus on the negative. Don't you get over there. You trust me. And we did. And we went at it, and we did exactly what he said to do. He said, have the speaker speak here. You speak on this. You do this. You do that. And I'm telling you, it got to Thursday night, and we knew it was going to happen, and the power of God hit that night. People, listen, the power of God hit that night. Oh, you're not hearing me. The power of God, the presence of God, the glory of God hit that night. I know there's some witnesses in here, and something started moving. Something started changing. We felt His glory. Ooh, we had heaven on earth. It was awesome. They started running. They started sprinting. All of a sudden, they started running on stage. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. One girl said, the last thing my daddy told me was he hated me, but I'm free. I have this love. I love my dad more than I've ever loved him before. I'm free. They got free of pornography. They got free of all this. All of a sudden, I'm healed. Somebody yelled out. I said, the healer's in the house. They started rushing the stage. I got healed of this. I got healed of that. I got healed of this. Whew, we went until early in the morning. Couldn't get those kids to want to leave. And we had the best C4C ever. And not only that, financially. Financially, even though the numbers were down, it financially came out better than ever. The Lord said, it's your choice. My way or your way? Your way might go for good for a while, but how about my way? Is anybody interested in God's ways? Then let's do what He says. Amen? Let's make Him Lord over our lives. Lord over our churches. Lord over our services. Because God has not changed. He's still holy. And He does care about the little things. Oh, what's a little manna? What if we save a little manna? What's the big deal? Oh, what if I wear cutoffs to show? You know, I've heard Brother Keith Moore preach this. He said, it's not about the suit and tie. It's not about that. That's a Western thing. He said, it's about the respect for God. Where has it gone? Respecting God. Amen? So I repented. I repented. And like Jared said last night, Psalm 127, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Glory to God. Now, praise the Lord. I'm going to share something with you that God has given Mom a few years ago. And this is what the Lord wanted me to share tonight, or today. And I called Mom yesterday. And the word that the Lord told me to share, which some of you have heard before, but that means you need to hear it again. But it was the word arise. And I called Mama yesterday and said, Mama, God really wants me to share on arise. There's something that needs to break. There's something that needs to move in the church, the pastors that are here. It's time to arise. It's time to go higher. It's time to go to a new level. Are y'all ready for that? And then Pastor Paul gets up here and he reads this, prophetic word from Brother George Pearson. Where is exactly that at, Paul? My glory has fallen upon this nation. My glory is rising upon this nation. Something significant is happening today. Something significant is happening in this nation today. My glory is coming. My glory is coming from heavenward down and from the earth up. And there is a mighty explosion of glory that is coming to this nation. So arise. Arise. Somebody say arise. Last night when he read that, Mom turned and looked at me down there and she said, and I said, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. Amen. So are you ready to hear about arise? Are you ready to arise? Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you that word arise. I've been speaking to men's groups. I do a lot of men's conferences, getting ready to do Mac Hammond's men coming up in November. But those men, you know, you get them in those men and we can, you know, it's like a locker room without the smell, you know what I mean? I tell them there's no feelings on our sleeves. We're going higher. And so I'll preach to them about manning up. You ever heard that term, man up? We're going to man up. That's what we're going to do. And so anyway, I thought about that, and I looked up the word man up and the slang definition. There's a slang dictionary, and it says to arise to the occasion to complete a task. And I was preaching man up at the last place that I was preaching to the men. And the Lord said to me, that's not just for men. To arise to the occasion, to complete the task. When a coach tells a player, you need to man up. Dry those tears. Let's do the things right. Do what I taught you to do. We have an occasion here. Let's complete the task. Come on, church. We're at a place to man up. I'm going to tell you something. There are four meanings of man. The Lord was sharing this with me as I was teaching it. He said, you know the four meanings of man. You studied it out. In Hebrew, Adam, Ish, Enosh, and Givor. Givor means champion. The mighty warrior. That's the one that they described David as. He's a man of war, a valiant man. This dude can man up. He'll man up. Put him in front of that giant. He'll man up. He'll arise to the occasion, Saul, and he will complete the task. And it's time for the church to man up from Adam to Givor and arise to the occasion. Amen. That word arise, mom was told years ago that you need to teach your people this. She called me and said, you got to know about this word. It is neither a noun or a verb, but when God says it, when Jehovah says it, it is not the same as when man says it. For when man says it, it only means to stand up. But when God says it, it has a whole different meaning. It is, comes from a group of command words. There are certain words that are command words. Say command. That means it's life or death. It's life or death in your church, in your ministry. It's life or death in your life. You don't have to die at 49 years old. That's not God's plan. But you are to arise to the occasion to complete the task. Are you with me? I think we're all going to be accountable for this message today. You can't get there too early and say, how come I'm here this early? Arise. What do you mean life and death, Chip? What if we were all in real war and we're wearing our fatigues and we got our guns and some of us wounds and we've been out in battle. It's just right out here. You can hear the bombs and everything. Just picture that for a second. And a commander comes in. 5-star general. And he's got the intel. He's got all of the information that we don't know about that's coming in from satellite and from here and here. And he comes in and he gives us a command because of what he knows. Now, if you just sit there, too cool for school. You been to the bookstore? You been to the bookstore? And these commands are coming to save your life. Do you think that commander wants you to die? He's telling you that to save your life. So that you can complete the task. We are here to complete the task. I wouldn't want to be born at any other time in the history of the world. Are y'all with me on this?
Shalom. Did you enjoy that? That was from our 2013 Autumn Assembly of Prayer, and we're about to have our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri at the Oak Ridge Brothers Theater. It officially begins October 30th, about 10 o'clock in the morning. We invite you to come through November 3rd. We invite you out to Prayer Mountain on the last day, and then after that, there's a gathering of the nations. We invite you, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447 for details.